To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Hello, news listeners. It's Tuesday and time for your Tuesday installment of the BTN News Show. It's the 26th of April, 2022. Got the best technology news that's been going on over the past 24 hours, and we'll get you caught up on it now in about 5 minutes. All right, without a doubt, the biggest story over the last 24 hours, Elon has bought Twitter. Actually, it's more like Twitter said, okay, we'll accept that offer. That offer being to the price of $44 billion. So those of you keeping track of shares in the stock market, that means Elon purchased the company at $54.20 per share. In a statement, Elon Musk said that free speech is the bedrock of a functioning democracy, and Twitter is the digital town square, where matters vital to the future of humanity are debated. Of course, Twitter CEO also applauded the deal, going on to say he was deeply proud of Twitter teams and inspired by work that had never been more important. As for what lies ahead for Twitter, I'm sure Elon will be tweeting out all of his ideas to us pretty soon. Hey, yesterday, were you trying to access Apple Music or maybe even trying to get an app from the App Store thinking, hey, wait a minute, something right here? Well, you weren't alone. Apple Music and the App Store weren't working as normal yesterday. In fact, when looking at the Apple status page yesterday, both services, yes, were dealing with issues and apparently impacting users worldwide. Now, for Apple Music, it was simply you couldn't access the service and those that could get through, maybe they weren't seeing song lyrics being accessible, but they could still play some music here and there. As for the App Store, Apple just said, yes, all users are experiencing problems, and they didn't go much more beyond that. All of this started around 9 a.m. Eastern Time, U.S. yesterday, and it took quite a while to get things back in track. In fact, around 5 o'clock yesterday, Eastern Time, U.S., Apple said that Apple Music and the App Store issues had all been completely resolved. What those problems were, Apple still hasn't told us. And finally, are you ready to get in your car? Get out of that car. Open up the doors to the metaverse. Well, if you're in Burlingame, California on May 9th, you can do this. That's because Meta is about to open their first physical store. I guess it was also the logical choice, too, as the store is just a hop, skip, and a jump and away from Meta's Reality Lab division. Literally, it's just up the street. So what will be at the Meta store? Well, the Meta store apparently will showcase the company's VR headsets, Ray-Ban Stories glasses, and even portal devices. Plus, while you're at the store, they'll offer you interactive demos for the shoppers. Whoa. Now, you're probably thinking, okay, really, what's the point of this? Not to mention, there's a lot of other people out there that have done brick and mortar that started online, and they kind of closed up their brick and mortar now. Well, for Meta, they said the physical retail stores are meant to help the company not just sell hardware, but expose more people to virtual reality and AR technology, something we've been hearing on and on about from Zuckerberg over there for Facebook. Apparently, this is their way of getting it into people's hands, or shall we say eyes. And yeah, that sounds kind of creepy, but yeah. Now, the store itself, 1,500 square feet. That's quite a bit of space for just glasses and headsets. But apparently, that's what's all going to be there, at least for now. When asking Meta, was there any plans for more stores? Well, as of right now, no. Expansion of physical stores would basically depend on how well Meta is going to be selling their devices, and of course, reactions from customers, too. So yeah, I don't think I'd be looking for it next to your Starbucks anytime soon around the corner. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Send it to us, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website, of course, located at britishtechnetwork.com. Hey, while you're over there at our official site and you love the news show, we could use your support. britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. For literally as little as $5 a month, you could help keep the news show alive and stay on the air. Also, of course, we're on those social media destinations on Facebook at British Tech Network. On Twitter, too, as long as Elon lets us stay there, at British Tech. And, of course, the Slack room with the BTN community at britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way on Thursday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 48 hours. But until then, have yourself a great Tuesday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the news show.